The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, welcome to Green Thumbs and Dirty Fingers, a gardening show full of inspiration. I'm Philippa Foes Lamb, a self-confessed passionate gardener. I've been in the garden industry for many years and I totally enjoy sharing my knowledge with you. Green Thumbs and Dirty Fingers is proudly sponsored by Bay Landscapes, 38 Artillery Place, Richmond. Open 8:30 to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 9 to 4 p.m. Sunday and public holidays. Today we're focusing on more late winter tasks. At Bay Landscapes, our plants are thriving at our new site at 38 Artillery Place, as are we. It must be all of the fresh air. Strawberry plants will be in at the end of this week. There's a nationwide shortage, so make sure you get in quickly to secure yours. We'll also have punnets of snow peas and sugar snaps by the end of the week. We have a myriad of herb varieties too, including French sorrel, mint, lemon verbena, marjoram, oregano, various thymes, and so much more. Now, a quick aside before I get on to late winter tasks. The Whakatū Dance Theatre presents dancing through the 50s, 60s and 70s at the Theatre Royal. There are three shows: Friday the 25th of August at 7 p.m, Saturday the 26th of August with a matinee at 1:30 p.m, and an evening performance at 7 p.m. The music is going to be fabulous, as is the choreography. And don't get me started on the costumes, they're just gorgeous. How do I know this? Because I dance with the Whakatū Dance Theatre, and I'm in one dance in the show, and I'm so happy. Tickets are available now from the Theatre Royal. Firstly, I'm sorry, I sound a little bit blocked up. It's just because I'm getting over a rather nasty head cold. But I will say I'm recovering quickly. And I put a lot of that down to not only echinacea and vitamin C, but also fresh air. I'm a firm believer that when you've got something like a cold, you don't stay inside all the time. I mean, you do rest, but it's really good to just get out there, get a bit of sunshine if you can, and just breathe in that lovely fresh air. I'm always so thankful that the job I do, working from home, and also when I'm at Bay Landscapes on a Saturday, because I grow perennials, I'm always outside. And I must admit, if I have to spend one whole day inside, I start to get cabin fever by the end of the day. So I love the fact that I spend a lot of my life outdoors. We've been having some lovely winter cold snaps, and we really do need them. They're so good for our gardens in terms of pests being reduced. Frost is also really good for breaking up compacted soil such as clay. It makes the tiny cells of the soil explode, which is not really a very nice sounding way of putting it, but it really does work. It just helps to break up those tight particles. One thing I am a little bit concerned about is I saw on Facebook that NIWA are predicting about 6 months of drought. It's because we've headed back into that El Nino phase. We only had 39 millimetres of rain on our property in July, which is very little for a winter month. And August is looking drier for all of our districts too, whether you're in Golden Bay, Nelson, Tasman District or Marlborough. I always thought La Nina was the bad weather phase. It does bring quite erratic weather and lots of flooding, but El Nino causes windy weather and dry. I suddenly remember that it was El Nino way back when we had the Pigeon Valley fires. So one thing is for certain, I am going to be holding my breath this entire summer that we don't have a fire. Strawberries being in short supply. If you have an existing strawberry patch, you can lift and divide your strawberry plants now to increase your stocks. If your patch is young, say it's 2 to 3 years old, what you can do is lift your strawberries, divide them up, replant some, like refeed the soil where you had them, and replant some of them in that same area, and then put some of them in a new area. If your patch is probably 4 or 5 years old, it would almost be worth lifting your strawberry plants, dividing them, choosing the nice, most healthiest pieces, and put them in a totally new site. strawberries do need to be shifted around about once every 5 years. So if, even if you're at 4 years and you want to increase your strawberries, or maybe you were thinking of buying some more and you haven't been able to find them, or when you're ready for them, they aren't around, you can just divide your existing strawberries to say 1 year earlier. It's not going to hurt them. But if it's only 2 or 3 years old, your patch, then that is a great way to increase your strawberry load, is the fact you can make a new patch, and as I mentioned, you can just lift, divide, and replant some back in both sites. I think that would be quite a really fun thing to do. Let's face it, strawberries are delicious. They deserve a place in our gardens. They produce their crop for several months, depending on the variety, and there's nothing like just picking a lovely, luscious, warm strawberry and gulping it right then. I have to admit, some of mine do make it to the kitchen, but I have been known when I'm out in the kitchen garden, oh look, there's a ripe strawberry, maybe I'll just eat it now. John doesn't need to know. So yeah, it's really lovely. I planted strawberries in planter bags last year. I got Camarosa and Aramis, and I know for a fact that the strawberries that Bay Landscapes are getting in this year are just Aramis, and they're a really good variety. I think they actually fruit for a longer amount of time than Camarosa does. Camarosa's got a beautiful flavour, but Aramis is well worth its weight in gold too. So I'm about to lift my strawberries out of the planter bags, and I think I will use new planter bags. I'll use the old ones, I'll wash them and use them for something else, and give them fresh premium potting mix. So I'm basically going to just lift them and just choose the healthiest pieces of them to replant. This is because I don't want to lose these strawberries. They really are quite precious. Who knows whether we're going to have a shortage next year? We just don't know. The same applies to seed potatoes too. It's a great idea to get in quite quickly because I think they're going to be in short supply as well. I heard it on the grapevine. But I'll talk a bit more about seed potatoes in a minute. That's what I'm going to do with my strawberries. You're on Fresh FM. This is Green Thumbs and Dirty Fingers, sponsored by Bay Landscapes, 38 Artillery Place, Richmond. Open Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5, Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday and public holidays 9 till 4. I'm Philippa Foes-Lamb. Today we're focusing on late winter tasks. Bay Landscapes have a full range of seed potatoes, I was just mentioning those, in store now. Get in quickly for your favourite varieties, such as Jersey Bennies, Agria, Heather, beautiful Heather, Swift, Lassetta, Rocket, and more. They're in 1 kilogram bags for $8. Bay Landscapes also have lily bulbs galore, beautiful ones like, as mentioned in my last show, the Christmas lilies, but they also have a good range of orientals, including some doubles. Orientals have really large flowers and are beautifully fragrant. They also, if you have allergies, they also have Asiatics, which have no fragrance but are still very pretty. There's still a great range of bare-rooted fruit trees available, and it's optimum planting time. We're very excited to have some Brunsfelsia in store. That's the yesterday, today, and tomorrow shrub. That is absolutely beautiful, especially the way that you get three different shades of flowers on the same bush. Rosebud primulas have been selling like hotcakes, so pretty and truly perennial, and we'll have more of those in store at the end of this week too. You can tell that I've had a bit of a head cold because my brain is not connected to my mouth with that major pause a few minutes ago. Now is a great time to in your veggie garden. If you've left it fallow and you've been growing green crops, now is the perfect time to cut down your green crops and dig them in. You really want to catch them before they start to flower. For instance, if you sow blue lupin, which is a really good green crop because it's nitrogenous, which means, I love that word, nitrogenous. It means that it has little nodules on its roots that fix the nitrogen back into the soil. So it's exceptionally good for vegetable gardens. You don't want to let that flower. Even when the blue lupins start to form buds, the stems become much more woody. And if they're in flower, they're totally woody. This means that they'll take a heck of a lot longer to break down. So it is really important to, especially with the blue lupin, to chop it down while even if it's just only just starting to form its flower buds, you need to do it really quickly. Hedge clippers are ideal whether you've got mustard growing or a mixture of oats, mustard and lupin, or just lupin. What I do is I start clipping from the top down, and I do it quite finely. I do it as finely as I can, because the more fine your choppings are, then the faster they will break down once they're dug through the soil. If your stems have become, not your stems, if the lupin stems have become a little bit too woody, then you may need to use secateurs to actually cut them. They still will break down, but like I mentioned, they will take longer. Something that is quite exciting at this time of the year, I know we're almost heading towards mid-August. You can sow tomato seeds for an early crop which you'll be planting in your greenhouse. If you're going to be planting outdoors, I really wouldn't sow tomato seeds till early September, because by the time they're ready to plant, it'll be the optimum planting time for the outdoors, which is round about the second to third week of October. But if you are going to be planting in a greenhouse, you can sow your tomato seeds now. Use a really good seed raising mix. Bay Landscapes have a fabulous one. And just cover them with a fairly small, you don't want to thickly cover your tomato seeds, because tomato seeds are flat. And even if they're slightly large, they're flat. So they don't need a lot of seed raising mix on the top. I'd say probably a couple of millimetres, probably around about 2 to 3 millimetres, even just 2 millimetres would be enough. And what I do with mine is I mix through some fine vermiculite into the seed raising mix that I'm putting on top of my seeds. This is quite important because it just aerates the seed raising mix a little bit more, and it makes it easier for those tiny, very fragile seed leaves to actually get through. So the ratio that I use is 2/3 seed raising mix to 1/3 vermiculite. So that's just to cover them with. I just use straight seed raising mix in the bottom of my tray, sow the seed, and then use that fine vermiculite and seed raising mix on top. I do that with all my seeds. It will still take a few weeks for your seeds to germinate. So say you sow them today, on the Tuesday when you're listening to this, then you're probably looking at a good 3 weeks, I'd say, depending on the weather. If we get a lot of cold nights, it could even take longer. So they should be ready by sort of mid-September, hopefully, for you to be able to plant out. But I can't guarantee that. So, yeah, just it's a bit of a learning curve when it comes to tomato seeds, because they really don't like being cold. You can sow sweet pea seeds or plant sweet pea seedlings now. They're not afraid of getting frozen. Dig a trench first and incorporate lots of sheep manure pellets and fish compost at the bottom. Give it a really good water and maybe wait till the sheep manure pellets have swollen up just a little bit and give them a good dig through. One thing I think is really neat is the sheep manure pellets that we've got at Bay Landscapes, they don't break down as fast as the old-fashioned sort of sheep manure pellets. I remember when I used to use the older, I don't know how many years ago I've been, it was now, quite a few, because they're not available, readily available anymore, the old variety, I mean. And when I used to water it, you know, within a day, they'd be all swollen up and puffy. With these ones, they don't tend to do that. They tend to sort of stay quite solid. And this is really good because it means that they're going to provide food for a lot longer. They really are a really natural, slow-release fertiliser. That's what I love about them. So put your sheep manure pellets and your fish compost at the bottom. Do wet your sheep manure pellets anyway. Dig them over a little bit at the base and then refill the trench with a soil and compost mix. Then you can sow your sweet pea seeds or plant your seedlings. It's also a great idea to provide support for them first before you sow or plant. Daphne will be coming into flower now. If your Daphne or your citrus has some yellow leaves, give them a dose of Epsom salts. It's 1 teaspoon to 1 litre of water around the drip line. Then put sheep manure pellets around as well, because they're absolutely perfect. They do have the trace element of magnesium in them, which is what Daphne and citrus need. Re-drier than normal. When you're planting trees or shrubs this month, definitely give them around 40 litres of water minimum. Do it gradually. What I tend to do is I get a 10-litre watering can and I might pour half of the water on, then I wait for it to drain through and pour half of it again. You might be thinking 40 litres sounds like a heck of a lot of water, But it's really important because it does help to stop the transplant shock. Because let's face it, they do get a bit of a fright when we plant them from a bare, especially if they're bare rooted. But even if you're buying plants in contain, like trees or shrubs in containers, again, they are still going to have a bit of transplant shock. So do water them in really thoroughly, especially as it just sounds as though we're not going to have a lot of rain this month. It's also a wonderful time to lift and divide your dahlia tubers. Replant healthy sections now, or you can just place them somewhere cool and dark and wait until they've sprouted before replanting. I hope you have a lovely time in your gardens, and don't forget to stop and smell the roses or your daffodils. Happy gardening. Hope you enjoyed today's show. If you have any questions about anything I covered, email me at nelson@freshfm.net. Green Thumbs and Dirty Fingers airs every Tuesday morning, 20 to 11. Thanks to Bay Landscapes, 38 Artillery Place, Richmond, open 8:30 to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 9 to 4 p.m. Sunday and public holidays, for supporting my show. And thank you for joining me. See you next time.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.